Hey there, educational rock stars. Are you starting to feel like your classroom is turning into a winter wonderland of chaos? You're definitely not alone. December can be one of the most challenging and rewarding months in the school year. So grab your hot cocoa and stick around. Today, we're diving deep into the tried and true strategies for not just surviving, but thriving in your classroom this December. Let's turn that holiday stress into holiday success. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple, to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in.
December often brings a unique set of challenges and opportunities for teachers. In the spirit of surviving December in the classroom, let's talk about some strategies that can help you maintain a sense of normalcy while celebrating the season. First up, upholding high behavioral standards. The holiday season can bring a flurry of excitement, making even the best behaved students a bit more animated. While it's natural for kids to be extra energetic, this shouldn't compromise the classroom atmosphere that you've worked so hard to build. Upholding high behavioral standards during this busy period is key to surviving December in the classroom. Positive reinforcement during this time is going to be your best friend. Use a holiday-themed reward system to encourage good behavior, such as a snowflake chart, where kids are going to earn snowflakes to complete a winter-themed picture. Once they've earned all the snowflakes, they've earned a reward, like extra free time, a dance party, or another classroom favorite. Make sure your classroom rules are clear and your expectations are not lost on your students. It might also be a great idea to hold a mini winter review session with your students so that they understand your rules and expectations this month. Make sure your classroom rules are clear and your expectations are not lost on your students. It might also be a great idea to hold a mini winter rules review session with your students. Using right way, wrong way practice, where you model both the right and the wrong way of your rules and expectations, is a great way to get even your most challenging students on your side. I loved having the student who most often broke certain rules demonstrate for the rest of the class the right way to follow that rule, because it not only reminded them of the expectation through movement and action, but it also showed me that they actually knew how to follow that rule. The month of December is usually a short one as far as time in your classroom, but it can feel like it drags on and on, just waiting for that final day before break. It is crucial during this time that you maintain consistency to avoid any confusion for your students and you losing your sanity. Don't let that holiday excitement become a reason to bend the rules. Next on our list is staying true to your daily routines. When the winter holiday events start piling up, it's easy to let your established routines just slide. But maintaining those daily habits is more critical now than ever. Consistency provides a comforting structure for students, making your classroom a stable environment amid the holiday hustle and bustle. Use your daily schedule cards to help students remember the routine. In fact, I encourage you to update them with a holiday theme for a festive refresh. Set your students up for success by reviewing the next week's agenda. Prepare your students ahead of time for any upcoming holidays, assemblies, or other out-of-the-ordinary activities. Use verbal cues to reinforce your routines. Simple prompts like, after our holiday read aloud, what comes next? These can help your students transition more smoothly into the next activity. Let your students take on routine-based responsibilities like letting them lead the class during cleanup before lunch or at the end of the day. Perhaps you have a checklist of things that students need to do before going to recess or maybe the library. Put a student in charge of leading the rest of the class through this checklist. You might just find a new class leader in the mix. Moving on to our next tip, mix in holiday cheer, but keep it simple. With twinkling lights and festive decorations everywhere, it's tempting to turn your classroom into a holiday wonderland. While the season is undoubtedly special, going overboard can be exhausting for you and distracting for your students. So yes, bring in some holiday magic, but keep it simple and education focused to ensure the stability of your sanity during this crazy month. To mix in some magic, use holiday-themed educational games to reinforce learning. Playing games like holiday word bingo to review vocabulary are fun and simple enough to not require a lot of planning on your part. Choose simple, quick crafts that align with your curriculum. Have your students create paper snowflakes while discussing symmetry and math, or write a letter to their loved ones that they won't see for the holidays to review those letter writing skills. Incorporate holiday-themed activities that foster collaboration and teamwork. A team-based gingerbread house design challenge is a great STEM activity that is sure to be a hit. Give your students the materials and then allow them to display their creations for other students and teachers to see. Now, not everyone celebrates the holiday season the same, so celebrate a range of winter holidays to include all your students. A holidays around the world theme during this month is popular, and it can be cross-curricular to help with your planning. Read stories from different holiday traditions. Create crafts from holiday celebrations around the world, and you might even consider pairing with another class from around the world to write letters about how your students and their families celebrate to exchange with the other class. This is a great way for students to learn about cultures different from their own. Now, the next tip: forget keeping up with the educator next door. The holiday season has a way of amplifying the comparison game, as teachers sometimes compete to create the most magical classroom experience. As you scroll through social media, you might find yourself feeling inadequate. It's important to remember that a meaningful educational experience isn't about one-upmanship. It's about connection and learning. Make sure to stay true to you and keep your teaching style in mind. If you excel at storytelling, lean into that rather than opting for creating elaborate crafts. Limit your social media time during this month and schedule specific times to check your social media and stick to them. And avoid those profiles or accounts that you know tend to make you feel less than. In fact, just unfollow them altogether. Be realistic and set achievable goals for yourself. Choose one or two special activities instead of a full week of events. Don't hesitate to ask for help or support. In fact, team up with another teacher and collaborate with each other for a joint holiday activity. Lastly, and most importantly, self-care is your priority amid this chaos. As the holiday chaos ramps up, it's easy to push self-care to the back burner, but that's the last thing you should do. Remember, your well-being is crucial for not only your happiness, but also for the overall atmosphere in your classroom. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine for surviving this month in your classroom. Set boundaries by deciding what you will and won't commit to. Politely decline any extra holiday committee responsibilities. We have to normalize saying no. Designate time for yourself. Block out 30 minutes a day in your planner for a walk or for a special reading that you want to do. Better yet, just close your door and sit in silence. One of my favorite ways to clear my mind is to sit in silence, close my eyes, take 3 deep breaths while systematically clearing my mind. Then I think to myself, I wonder what my next thought will be. Try it. You might be surprised as to what happens. In fact, I would love it if you'd share your experiences with me over on Instagram. Just send me a DM and let me know. Remember when I said that we should normalize saying no? Yeah, I meant it. It's okay to decline additional responsibilities. If asked to create an elaborative holiday program, it's okay to suggest a simpler alternative or just say you don't have time. Take time to celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. Did you get through a full lesson without interruptions? Celebrate it. Did you manage to create holiday gifts for your students' parents without getting glitter everywhere? Celebrate it. It is a big deal, just like you. Now, surviving December in your classroom is entirely achievable if you keep these key areas in focus. Uphold high behavioral standards, stick closely to your daily routines, infuse the holiday spirit without overdoing it, stay true to yourself and your teaching style, and make self-care a priority. Cheers to a December that's both joyful and manageable. Now, are you looking for some quick, easy, no prep activities for your students this month? Our Review and a Snap December printables are perfect for adding a little holiday flair to your learning. You can grab our no prep printables, color by codes, and even spiral review over in our shop. These are all part of our Review and a Snap resource line that is designed to be engaging for your students, but save you a ton of time when planning. Check the show notes for links to these fantastic resources and grab them to help make this month a breeze.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.